Vermont's entire congressional delegation joined hundreds of others at Rutland's Grace Congregational Church today to say goodbye to Jim Jeffords, who died Monday. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, past and present lawmakers stood alongside family, friends, and neighbors to celebrate Jeffords' political contributions, his military service, and what nearly all described as an extraordinary life.
Jeffords' flag-draped coffin stood just in front of the altar, surrounded by flowers and the voices of Grace Church's choir. Reverend Steve Berry joked that under different circumstances, Jeffords, who loved to sing, would probably have liked to have gone up to the balcony to join the group. Jeffords grew up in Rutland, and the pews were packed with longtime friends and neighbors. While Jeffords' political career kept him in the public eye, Jeffords' son Leonard says his father was always incredibly supportive of him and his sister Laura, attending his baseball and hockey games and her tennis matches.
One of my earliest memories was when I was about five. He was my hockey coach in Montpelier. He couldn't skate.
Leonard recalled how important it was for both his parents to connect with friends when they were back in Shrewsbury, and how his dad enjoyed simple pleasures like chopping wood, playing cards, or riding on his beloved tractor. Former Governor Jim Douglas fondly recalled Jeffords' unpretentious, matter-of-fact leadership style and praised his early concern for the environment. He reminded those at the funeral that Jeffords had a guiding hand in crafting legislation that led Vermont to ban billboards.
I often wonder what Vermont would look like today without the efforts of Jim Jeffords.
And he said Jeffords had brought action against International Paper for discharging harmful waste into Lake Champlain.
Remember the ad that ran back then? Jeffords won't let them do it in the lake. Jim, personally, was a dear friend in a world where they can be hard to find. You've heard the saying, if you want a friend in politics, get a dog. Well, I don't have a dog, but for many years I have Jim.
Douglas said many have described Jeffords as one of the last of a dying breed, a politician who could work with others and who was more concerned with issues and ideas than with glory. Douglas told the crowd that he couldn't help but yearn for more statesmen like Jeffords, saying the mark he leaves behind is indelible. After the 90-minute service, a Navy honor guard provided military honors for the late senator. Jeffords will be buried later this weekend in Shrewsbury, next to his late wife, Liz. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.